remind you of stuff because I really need to be reminded. And it's just...
What's it called?
It's called Merciless.
Oh, wow.
No, it's called Do. But it's like, it's just nonstop until you... Until you check the thing off your list.
Like D-O?
D-U-E.
D-U-E, okay.
And that's what that dinging was, I think.
Yeah.
But I can't, I don't think there's any way to silence it. That's how insane it is. It's like, wow. You can't even shut it up.
Once you sign up for that, then it's like a relentless life coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got to feel the burn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Wow.
It doesn't stop. So we had a nice 4th of July. Well, nice 3rd of July. The 4th of July, we didn't have to do anything, which was, we would have been happy to,
mm-hmm.
but the weather kind of precluded any sort of swim thing or whatever.
Yeah, there was periodic showers out by us. Did you guys get some of that? Yeah.
We got cloudy,
yeah.
Hot, humid, cloudy. Yeah, a few, you know, some rain.
And you said Rosie's okay with fireworks?
Yeah, she's okay. Like, when she went out to go to the bathroom last night, a bunch were going off, and she looks at me like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then she's okay.
That's good. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good about it.
Yeah, well.
But, I mean, although actually you have to, then, you know, you have to, I had to come out of the house and go stand by the dog run.
Mm-hmm.
As a sentry.
Right, yeah.
And then she was cool.
Yeah.
What about you? What were you able to mooch off of?
I didn't have anything going.
Oh, man.
Well, I thought I was gonna be out of town, so I had like my family was doing something out in Rhode Island having a thing.
I'm not gonna feel guilty. I don't care what you do. I'm not gonna feel guilty for making you come in today.
No, I'm just explaining. So I was getting ready, but it was good to have a day to get some stuff together, and then I went and played basketball for a while. It was good, and and I hung out with my neighbors, and they made ribs and bratwurst that were fantastic, just out of this world.
Actually,
Polish sausage, so it was fantastic. And then
did you ask for it in your Polish accent?
I did not. No. And then watched the fireworks. There's fireworks all over my neighborhood, so I just watched those out on the front porch at night with the dog and my neighbors. And
How late did it go out by you?
They were still popping off after midnight.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I fell asleep.
I caught like some 1 a.m. fireworks out by me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah, it was like 12:41. I'm trying to get to sleep.
It's not even 4th of July anymore.
I know. It's like...
It's 5th of July.
You're in a small... You're in a neighborhood.
With wooden houses.
Yeah.
And, be cool.
And people that you have to deal with.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Don't be a dick.
Right. Plus, they must have a fireworks show out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It is amazing the sheer amount that are going on throughout the city at all times.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool when you just look around and... beautiful displays in every direction, kind of surreal that you can see that from your front porch. And
yeah, I was watching the PBS fireworks show
mm-hmm.
with John Stamos.
Yes. Really?
And Mike loves the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Jimmy Buffett.
Uh huh.
And a lot of other people too. But the it's the main Washington, D.C. fireworks,
uh-huh.
but you can see a million other fireworks shows going off in the background. We're just fireworks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to see all that, too.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty sure I did this on the air, so I want to do it on the air, but I want to apologize to the Melrose Pyrotechnics people.
Yeah?
For dissing the Chicago fireworks show. But I have to say... A few years ago, when we were downtown to see the fireworks show, it was not impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't impressive. But that could be, I was thinking, that's probably got more to do with what the city will pay.
Probably.
And that was a Mayor Daley at the end of his regime, and I don't think he cared anymore. And see, it's relentless.
Yeah.
Pick up my prescription at Walgreens. Okay. But how do I turn?
You can't turn it off, Steve.
No, I know. That's the thing. Let me see if I can mute it or something here. Settings.
My dog isn't scared of fireworks at all. How about did your dogs all freak out? You must have a lot.
You know what? We when we had Levi, the big beagle, he was a calming presence.
Is that the one that
presence.
Wore his war wound like a crown?
That was Levon.
Oh, Levon. Yeah.
But he did sell cartoon balloons in town.
Okay.
So,
all right.
He was oblivious to that, and I think his coolness to that whole thing affected some of the other dogs, and they were kind of cool
presence.
About it.
Uh-huh.
But the
small, he was like the alpha.
Yeah. And so now, since he's gone, the two girl dogs were kind of jitterish, skitterish about the whole thing, and the other, and Claude, the puppy, seems
oblivious.
Okay with everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so there's, you know, like they won't go out. They won't eat. They won't go to the bathroom, you know. And I just like, I'm standing out there with them, brought them out, you know, and they're just like looking at me and panting and like, get me the fuck back inside, you know, doing their best to be good dogs, like, because this is what they were told to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, it's
what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
this guy's exploding.
Yeah. They need their leader.
Yeah.
Although I guess you're probably their leader now.
Well, if Meredith was there, she was out.
Oh, she was
out.
Their leader, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyway, so they, I'm sure they, went like cows pissing on flat rocks today, but
Well, what a lovely Woodstock colloquialism.
You ever heard that? Like a cow pissing on a flat rock?
I have, actually. Not in a long time, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Not in a long time. The show, as always, is brought to us by David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, 312-751-1333, pearldavid.com. Wastebaugh, 1962 North Halstead in Chicago, and Il Porcellino, 59 West Hubbard in Chicago. Too fine, let us entertain you restaurants.
Yep.
There's really no such thing as a bad let us entertain you restaurant, I don't think.
They've got some quality control over at that organization.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
The Melmans, they know what they're doing. And Foot First Podiatry, 847-352-9221. Keith and Samantha Sklar, Chicago, Oak Brook, Schaumburg. I assume Keith has all his digits today.
He was exploding some stuff,
man. He sent me some pictures of blowing stuff up in, at his house, I guess.
Yeah.
Or in Wisconsin or somewhere. But looked dangerous.
It was lively. Yeah.
I think he makes Sam's boyfriend light stuff off.
Sure. And then, you know,
yeah.
cut your losses.
Because I don't think he's super fond of him. So he's based on how hard he tries to get you in there.
Right, right.
So that's kind of a smart, that's a good call on his part.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend thinks he's trying to curry favor with Keith. So he's like, sure, I'll do the exploding.
You're
yeah.
the tallest one. You should do it. You're farthest away from the fireworks.
Why are you cutting those fuses in half, doctor? Don't you worry about it. You just get in there up
just
close
get
and
out
light
there,
it.
Timmy, or whatever his name is. I don't even know his name. You?
Thing one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet dismissive thing there. That was nice. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's probably good.
Today I talked to. Let me get you in it on the phone.
All right.
And I can tell you what I did. Address book, Janet.
That's going to come in hot.
It does come in hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
No, I said, how are you?
Oh.
Who are any of us, really? That's what we're going to ask. Who are we?
Is there anybody out there?
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Oh, she's hiding from the cleaning ladies.
I know.
Oh, a new regime.
Uh-huh.
It is. It's a beautiful era of teamwork. You know, Emily was... I love Emily, but she planned to retire in May, and then she'd stay. She's so sweet. She kept saying, I'll stay on. You need me.
Mm.
And she's 77, and there's some shame in having a 77-year-old cleaning lady with...
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.